President Bush and some of his allies say it's too soon to reach conclusions about the intelligence gathered about weapons in Iraq. This week, David Kaye, former chief U.S. arms hunter for Iraq, called for a probe to examine why Americans were led to believe Iraq had stockpiles of banned weapons. So did several Democratic presidential contenders. And today, one prominent Republican, Arizona Senator John McCain, issued that call, too. NPR's David Wellner reports on those calls and on the president's response.
President Bush was asked at the White House today why he would resist an independent inquiry into the Iraq intelligence failures when his own weapons inspector says such a probe is needed, having earlier said many times he was confident weapons of mass destruction would be found in Iraq. The question clearly put the president on the defensive.
I want the American people to know that I too want to know the facts. I want to be able to compare what the Iraqi survey group has found with what we thought prior to going into Iraq.
But it's not clear how much longer the Iraq survey group, which David Kaye headed until last week, will take to come up with a final report on its search for weapons in Iraq. Michigan Democrat Carl Levin, who's on the Senate Intelligence Committee, said today the president should not postpone any intelligence shakedown until after the Iraq survey group completes its work.
There's no reason to wait for that to happen. That could be a long time before that report comes, and we already have the conclusion of the head of that group, Dr. Kaye, who has said that it is time for an independent outside investigation into all of the intelligence failures.
Like the independent 9/11 commission, which the White House initially resisted but finally agreed to, an independent probe of the pre-war intelligence on Iraq has become a scorching political issue, especially with the elections just 10 months away. At a presidential candidate debate last night in South Carolina, Senator Joe Lieberman, the only Democratic contender who defends invading Iraq, bemoaned how the intelligence imbroglio has affected perceptions of that war.
The statements that this administration made before the war, the questions we now have about the intelligence about weapons of mass destruction, the failure of the Bush administration to be prepared for what to do after we overthrew Saddam, have all unfortunately given a bad name to a just war.
Both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees have been carrying out their own probes of the pre-war intelligence, but Democrats on the panel say the probes are designed to protect the president, since they only look at how agencies came up with the intelligence, while ignoring how that intelligence was used by the White House to make the case for invading Iraq. Pat Roberts, the Kansas Republican who chairs the Senate Intelligence Panel, does not rule out addressing the Democrats' concerns later.
But let's at least wait until we get the inquiry done. Then if there's something terribly egregious, I have no problem with looking at it. And I've been saying that all the time, and all of a sudden I'm cast in the role as trying to protect the president or the White House or whatever, and I've said continually, we will let the chips fall where they may.
Republicans say privately that Democrats simply want to embarrass the president with an independent inquiry. Democrat Carl Levin says that's why a final report should only be issued after the November election.
I would set a date as the date by which we want a report which comes after the election to take it out of the elections here. The stakes are so high, this cannot be in any way influenced by the fact that there's an election coming up.
Still, it's clear that Democrats have no intention of letting up on their demands for an election year probe of the president's most important decision, going to war. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.